But when you go back and look in these historical events that's taken place, and if you want to compare them with what we understand through inspiration, you'll see that these things were not accidents. For instance, the Supreme Court. How is it that we have a Supreme Court that even the secular people, and if you were listening to this last presidential election, it was said over and over again, a Supreme Court that is political. Now, there is times in history before when the Supreme Court has been what they called political, but in the past century, it hasn't been identified as such, in the past 50, 60 years anyway, but suddenly here we are at this point in history, and they're identifying the fact that the Supreme Court is... you can identify which politics are on one side or the other. The justices of the Supreme Court are elected for life, or are nominated for life. And up until Ronald Reagan's presidency, and you hear a lot about Ronald Reagan when you start looking at end time Bible prophecy, there had only been two Supreme Courts that had been nominated, justices that had been nominated for the Supreme Court that had been rejected by the Senate. A president nominates one, then the Senate either confirms them or rejects them. And for the couple hundred years before Ronald Reagan, only two have been rejected. But in Ronald Reagan's presidency, he had two rejected all by himself. This was one of them. This is Justice Bork, perhaps the most well-known justice in the United States, even though he's not Supreme Court. He's a prolific author, and he was well-known before he was nominated. He was rejected. And then Reagan nominated another man that was rejected, and then he nominated Clarence Thomas. And I want to talk just a little bit about that. But what? I didn't look at my watch when I started. What's my time here? Okay, thank you. So let's talk about Clarence Thomas, the second man that was nominated by Ronald Reagan that was rejected. His name was Ginsburg. And let me explain some of the background of how this process works. And what I want you to see by this process when we're all said and done is that the dynamics of how this Supreme Court got put in place, where it's now five conservatives and four liberals, is not an accident if you're willing to look at it from a spiritual point of view and from the point of view that Satan is about ready to bring about a Sunday law in the United States.